Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Something's gone wrong with the text on the IPL coverage.
The sort of subtitles.
The subtitles. We keep an eye on the screen. Johnny Bairstow's in fine form at the moment, but apparently, according to the people doing the subtitles, Johnny Best Buy wants a free hit. So Johnny Bairstow will always be Johnny Best Buy from now on.
We have photographic evidence.
We will send that out to you at TSH&J later on. But really, it's time for the clips of the week, isn't it?
And we're
going to start today with a harsh text from a listener to Alan Brazil on Breakfast.
6 a.m. club. Who's a boat? Ray. Friday, get in, back in the gym after 5 months due to a rubbish sleeping baby.
Don't write the kid off this early.
It's a bit harsh, isn't
it? Write your kids off as rubbish after 6 months. It's very, very tough, really.
And if he's sleeping, surely that's a good thing, not rubbish.
Rubbish sleeping. So, what's next?
Oh, then? I see.
Yes.
He doesn't sleep well.
Yeah, that's right. What he means.
Here's Dean. Took me a long time. Here's Dean Saunders on Drive with Andy Goldstein, auditioning to become TalkSport's Bundesliga correspondent.
You know these Red Bull teams you go on about?
Mark.
I've never heard of them.
The ones I go on about?
No. The people go on about these Red Bull teams. Leipzig,
yeah.
Hoffenheim.
Yeah.
Like, they're not exactly massive clubs in Europe.
Salzburg.
Yeah. Are they massive clubs? I've never played against any of them.
One or two of them didn't exist when you played. It's been used to Hoffenheim that they've been owned by Red Bull. But there we are. They're Dean, our new Bundesliga correspondent. This is Simon Jordan talking boxing.
Sugar Hill doesn't work with people that aren't at a certain level. And I loved his statement. You know, you show me a loser, I'll show you a good loser.
Did he get that right, Sugar Hill?
No.
No, I don't think he did.
The wrong way round.
Yes, yes.
But never mind. Here's Darren Bent discussing Liverpool's many options up front.
Ronaldo, he knows where the goal is, so he's going to score. But Mane, again, we've seen him do it before. But Jota's just stepped in there, and he's had to kind of play, at times, fourth fiddle, if that's even a word.
Don't think it is, Darren, no, yeah. Fourth fiddle, he's playing fourth fiddle, which is never easy in an orchestra. Never get the solos. Actually, funnily enough, staying with Darren and musical instruments, here he is in quiz mode on Drive.
Darren Bent, can you give me five string instruments?
Oh, my God, violin.
One.
A harpoon, is that one?
Don't think it is, no. Not many people can play the harpoon.
Harpoon Marx was great, wasn't
he? Yeah, he played the harp, didn't he? Yeah, you could the harpoon, yeah, the theme from Jaws, probably. The theme from Moby Dick, very few things you can play on the harpoon.
It's newsreader Tom Clayton now with an SPL update.
Elsewhere tonight, Celtic are champions of Scotland after a 1-1 draw with Dundee United. A goal from Georgios Giakoumakis, I should say.
Yeah, you should say. And it did get us wondering, Andy, didn't it? I wonder if there's ever been any other clips. We were searching our brains, weren't we? Has there been any other clip on TalkSport of one of our presenters having trouble pronouncing a Greek name? Can you remember?
I can't.
No.
Portugal take on Greece in the big opener. Now, let's get a Greek point of view from the Greek daily newspaper. Elefereth Typos. I hope I pronounced that right. And let's say a very good morning to next guest, George Georgiakopoulos. George, I'm sorry. I'm struggling with Greek. I always have struggled with Greek names, George. Good morning.
Good morning. You didn't do too badly, actually.
Too badly? Oh, there's that one. Yeah, that's it. That's the other one we couldn't
Alan,
remember.
Alan makes Tom Clayton look like Demis Roussos.
He does. Fantastic. That's a nice Greek cultural reference for the kids and well, Mr. Zeitgeist. I
couldn't think of anyone else at this stage.
So, what's next, Andy?
It is a great recovery from Jason Cundy.
Leeds offered nothing going forward. They're still in the game at 1-0, wherever you dress it up. But I've got to tell you, they offered nothing.
Yeah. That would have been shocking.
You offer nothing, and you know you are. You offer nothing, as the old song goes. Mm. They were on good form last night, actually, because Jamie was obviously full of it because Tottenham won.
Oh, yeah, no.
But Jason kept playing the Europa League song to him. And so here they come. Here comes Harry Kane, here comes Son, Europa League. He was very funny on good form. But always good to listen to after a game when you've won.
Oh,
not so much when you've lost.
That thing when they start doing all the laughing when the new team's nothing, not good.
Well, there was a gooner on charge of the controls, which was quite a joy last night, of course. Yeah. So that's always nice. So, where were we? Back to Big Alan on breakfast, discussing his eyesight issues with Ali McCoist.
Well, I have done that, and now I can't put these good ones on. I'm better off just looking at the screen without them.
Seriously?
Yeah, weird, isn't it? Eh? I've got a strange body, I tell you.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Al.
He's a bit odd, let's be honest.
Hey, he'll be looking for you. Hey, Pinky, what did you see? Is it me? Faye Carruthers now with a caller to post-match phone-in game day, your verdict.
Let's speak to Billy, the Manchester United fan, shall we? Billy, how you doing? What about that performance?
It's embarrassing, really. I don't really know what to say about it.
Well, that bodes well for the next couple of minutes.
What are you ringing in for, then?
You're cool. Thank you. Cool, you won't be getting the 100 quid's worth of Wix vouchers, will you?
Staying with Manchester United, this is Tony Cascarino chatting about their midfielder, Scott McTominay, with one for the kids.
McTominay has... I mean, how long has he been at Man United? It's been like 6 years since his debut. He's gone downhill faster than Franz Klammer. OK, Franz Klammer was a skier of the highest order. Right, we could say Eddie the Eagle for the younger listeners.
Yeah, younger listeners in 1988, obviously.
Yeah. And he wasn't a downhill skier.
When it was apart jump. From that, though, apart from that, yeah. You kids, down with the kids with Eddie the Eagle. So what's next? Oh, yeah, it's Dance. Ian Dance commentating on Sheffield United versus Fulham.
Chalobah trying to respond for Fulham, trying to slip the ball through to Bobby Deckard over Reid. But Sheffield United repel. There's a heavy challenge on Kenny Tete.
Yeah, certainly sounded it. You could hear it, couldn't you? Right, crunchy.
It's like the Michael Atherton clip is brilliant when the
metal
sound
studs,
fit.
I think, by the sound.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Back to newsreader Tom Clayton, this time with the weather.
Low cloud and patchy mist clearing early on. A fine day with sunny spells, warm in the sunshine.
It does tend to be, doesn't it? Warmer in the colder in the snow, warmer in the sunshine. That's the way to
brilliant, isn't it?
That's the way to give us the weather.
Well done. And finally, it's Laura Woods welcoming a special guest onto breakfast. And it didn't make us wonder whether our old mate 19's Paul Hardcastle has started working for Talksport.
Chelsea manager Emma Hayes is now on the line to speak to us. Good morning, Emma. How are you?
Emma.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We've got a little bit of an echo. Emma, first of all, congratulations. An amazing season that you had. A brilliant rivalry going on with Arsenal. Some amazing players and performances there too. How are you feeling?
No, 19.
It's the dub mix, isn't it? Of breakfast at last, the dub mix. Actually, we think Paul could have been at the controls for us that afternoon when we chatted to two Faker others. He had a pour all over that and tell us what she made of the season so far. And we may touch on Luton after the fine work they've done this season. Faker others, hi, Faye.
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Good.
How you
good.
Doing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing? Good.
She's
not
still
so bad.
Saying it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for asking. I thought I should answer everyone. It's only polite, isn't it? Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. So there we are. There's the clips of the week. We should thank everybody who suggested clips that were played. Kurt Woolin, James H, Alan Jenkins, Colin Rode. It's Ed in Barnsley, Roger in Durham, David Clark, Dave Barnes, Lee Jensen, Laurie Mansley, Mr. Ree, and Adam in Walthamstow, and Stuart Weir and Chris Davis. They all suggested clips that were played this week. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it in to us at talksport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089 or tweet it to TSHNJ. That's TSHANDJ. As always, all we need from you really is a day and a time when you heard it. So our team can find it, we can listen back, and if it's played, you'll get a credit.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.